Father, we are here today. If there's anyone available for you, we are here available for you. We ask that you use us. This is our time. The Bible says, in the days of your power, your people shall be willing. Lord, we are willing. We ask that you use us for your glory. In the name of Jesus. You are still looking for volunteers all over the world. May we be available for your use in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you give God a good amen? Can I hear a Sunday amen from you? Hallelujah. Have your seats. Yes, I want to bring greetings. Now I want to start by giving thanks to God for giving us the privilege to be here. I think I was here 2-3 years ago when such occasion, you know, demanded that we should be here. And I want to thank God for good things the Lord is doing in your midst. I want to thank God because the Lord is increasing you. The Bible says, suffer not their cattle to decrease. I want to appreciate God for the leadership of this place. Let me thank the executive that just handed over. Can you reduce the, you can reduce it a bit. I want to thank God on your behalf for the sacrifices. You know, it took time for the president to just want to flash back and thank God since October last year, precisely 16th, if I'm not mistaken, and God took them through. And what we gladden his heart is, out of all the people delivered to his hand, none of them was lost to grief. Can we give God a good shout in the house? The reason we are doing that it is the living that will praise the Lord. And we are celebrating God for that. Let me thank God on behalf of all members and workers who have cooperated thus far to make the work of God to go forward. You have invested into the kingdom. There's always a payday. God will pay you back in a handsome and beautiful way in the name of Jesus. I want to thank our sonar pastor for the oversight function over this church all the way from our war from time to time. May God reward you also in the name of Jesus. Our field pastor, till yesterday, you know, when my wife says, I saw this man of God in Akumba on Facebook. What's going on? May the Lord preserve you, increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. All senior friends in the house, thank God for our sister and our brother and as many that are here to see this occasion. Very briefly, we are mindful your exam is starting tomorrow. We are not here to hold you back, but just permit us within a few minutes to round off. The Bible says Joseph was tied until the word was sent. He could not be released to be used of God until the word was sent. And so that is why God wants to send the word, so that those that are coming out this morning, they will know what they are in for. All of us, we have pledged our allegiance. As the choir have led us to say, use me, Lord. So that means everyone here, we are available for God. But from among us, God wants to bring up few people that will be representing us as priests between us and God. And are those that God will be bringing up here, the Lord have a word for you. And by the grace of God through this word, may God give you courage. May God give you strength in the name of Jesus. Just a passage of the scripture. Turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19, verse 25, verse 27. 2 Samuel chapter 1 is a popular scripture which the Lord wants to use to bring the word to those that will be coming out for the service. Are you there? 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. The Bible says, the beauty of Israel is slain upon your high places. How are the mighty falling? Verse 25. How are the mighty falling in the midst of the battle? Oh, Jonathan, you are slain in your high places. Can we take 27 together? That's the last verse I want to read. One, two, go. How are the mighty falling and the weapons of war perish?
Want to say, Pastor? Is it about folly? My title is The Rising of the Mighty. Hallelujah. The Rising of the Mighty. And by the grace of God, from here this afternoon, mighty men of failure are rising here. Amen. Oh, you are yet to understand. By the time God will showcase you in the marketplace where you need to rise, you will give God a good shout. I say, mighty men are rising here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Born from the word of the president. Say the world is full of hopes and down. Hope today, down tomorrow. And the Bible says when men say cast down, casting down, there is a lifting for people. The perilous time that we have is a time that is characterized with the falling of the mighty. Many great ones are rising and falling. Many of those who are in the high places of the earth, they are going down. Similar was the situation of the scripture that we see here. Saul was a young, tall, handsome, good-looking young man. And if there's any place that the choir sang, maybe that was the last song they rendered, the day God was to appoint him as a king for Israel. But the story of his life ended badly because the mighty fell. I pray for you, as God is raising you in every area and phases of life, you will not fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. Who are the mighty? The mighty are the powerful beings. They are not ordinary people. We don't just call them mighty because of their stature. We don't just call them mighty because of what they possess. There's something inside of them. And one of those things is, they are men of power. That's why we call them powerful beings. They are not weakling. They are not sickling. They are not puny, like the two sons of Elkanah. No, they are powerful. I see God releasing power upon your life to rise as mighty one in the name of Jesus. Dictionary says further that they are warriors. They are men that see lion, and rather than running, they will enter into the lion's den and they return as a champion. The mighty are those who are very strong. The mighty are those that are very heavy. Too heavy for the devil to carry. Too heavy for the world to dare. They are extraordinary people. From today, that grace that will make you mighty in the hand of God, receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. And those that will be calling out today, if you have been seeing yourself as a feeble one before, as God will be lifting you from your seat and be bringing you out, I want you to begin to discover that there's something inside of me, which myself I might have not discovered. But something inside of you is resident there. No wonder the scripture say, he that lives in us is bigger, is greater, is mightier than he that is in the world. Many of us, if we put our poster on campus to campaign for the president of the student union government, you will not enter. If you put your poster to even be the departmental head, people may not vote for you, but among those foolish things that the people of the world will never recognize, these are the people that God is bringing up here. And if you are mighty in the hand of God, I congratulate you. And therefore, I want to consider every one of us who are seated here today as those that God is looking out for. May God find you qualified in the name of Jesus. So when we look at the category of those we call mighty, in all phases of life, we have the mighty warrior. We see them in the military. They are good shooters. Like I used to tell them, it's so recent that Nigeria Army has become politicized. Nigeria military force is one of those that you should reckon with, especially in Africa. In West Africa coast, all the wars in Liberia, all the crisis in Sudan, Ecomog, come to Nigeria. You will pick the best police. You will get the best shooter. You will get the best of them because they were privileged to be well trained. So, in the military force, we have those we call mighty warriors. In the academics, there are those we call academic giants. Because through the grace of God, God has endowed them. Men like Wole Soyinka, if you may name him, whatever they call English to be, that is what it is. They are not ordinary. They are giants. And I'm looking at you by the grace of God. As I've started from the military force, may God begin to raise warrior here. In the academic world, may God begin to raise giants. Also in the political realm, we have those we call political gurus. Because they are masterminders. They are strategists, political strategies. I'm just giving you the category of the mighty. And in the business world, we have those they are called business guru, business mongols. They have the strategy in enterprising. And by the grace of God today, you can name them within our nation. All these that I've referred to, that I've called mighty, they are mighty because they have distinguished themselves in their own area of their calling. And in Nigerian language, we call them men of timber and caliber. But the good thing that I want you to know, as great as these men are in the military, in the academics, in the politics, in business world, their mightiness is still small compared to those that God classifies as mighty. And that's why I want to congratulate all of you, even though you are yet to be in the academic world to become a guru. You are yet to be in the business world to be known. You are yet to be in the military world to be known. God is saying, from this very factory, is raising people that will be rising as a mighty one. And by the grace of God, you will be fine wanting, and you will not be fine wanting in the name of Jesus. So from the spiritual angle, I've given you instances of those we can see within the world. But from the spiritual angle, who are those we can call mighty? The mighty ones are those who share gene with God. They are those who are partners with Almighty God. You remember in Genesis chapter 17, Abraham thought he was just an ordinary man to walk with an ordinary God. In Genesis 17:1, God appeared to Abraham. Then he introduced himself to him. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect. So those we call mighty, they are those who share gene from the Almighty. Because you can't be mighty without being partnership with the Almighty. Elephants cannot give birth to a dwarf cat. Elephant began elephant. Lion began lion. You belong to the family of the Almighty God. And by the reason of sharing and partnering with this God, God is making you to be mighty in his hand in the name of Jesus. So, as God told Abraham, I'm here to announce to you that as many of us that we have given our life to Jesus, we belong to the family of the Almighty. And what is expected of us is to remain mighty in his hand. This Almighty God is an El Shaddai, is an all-sufficient God. He has all it takes to make you strong in his hand. It has all it takes to strengthen you for the service he's calling you to. It has all it takes to give you the wisdom and the understanding that you may be lacking. It has all it takes. David knew this God. He said, God, who blessed be the God of my father, who teach my hands to war and my finger to fight. That is God for you. And the same way God wants to raise men here, who will be spiritually mighty in his hand. The mighty ones in the hand of God are those who exercise the power of God and they have operated in an extraordinary ways. Men like Abraham. Abraham operated at a realm that was so greater than his father. He had a relationship with God. He communed with God as friend to friend. He negotiated with God. You remember when Sodom and Gomorrah was to be destroyed? Abraham, you know, launched into the realm of negotiating with God. If you find 50 people there, will you destroy the city? God said no. If you find 30 there, will you destroy the city? So, men that are mighty are men that negotiate in the spiritual realm. May God take you to that level. You understand what I'm trying to say today? Those who are military, that are strong and mighty military, it has an extent to which they can negotiate with the Almighty God. They can negotiate with the physical people they see, but when we are talking about things that are spiritual, they are limited. All the patriarchs, they are mighty in the hands of God. You will remember at a time, Isaac became so great to the extent that the king of Abimelech told him, go away from us because you are mightier. Are you getting me? They have to drive Isaac away because it became a problem for them. Today, you will become unbearable for your enemy in the name of Jesus. The sons of Jacob were so mighty to the extent that all the nations they passed through, they were afraid of them because they carried the Almighty God anywhere we go. Moses was mighty to Egyptians. Hallelujah. You remember when that seventh plague were playing out, they saw Moses. No, God told him, say, I'm making you a god to Pharaoh. I'm sending you back as a god to Pharaoh. That is those who carry the almightiness of God anywhere they go. And I will remind you of David. He was mighty in the hands of the Philistine. They never withstand him. I speak for you and upon your life, every Philistine that is torturing and tormenting your life, may you be too mighty for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I remember the three Hebrews. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Babylon, they were mighty people, not just ordinary. They changed the culture of the people when they got there because they carried the Almighty God, Almightiness of God. And lastly, you remember the apostles, too mighty for the people in Jerusalem. It got to a time, they said those men that turned the world upside down, they are come there also. That means there are people, everyone that partner with God, they are those who have so many affinity with the almightiness of God. And to this extent, the Lord in our own time is looking for young people like us who will partner with him, who will stay with him. Like those guys that came to David, those in distress, those who are hopeless. They were those people who came to David and David trained them and they became mighty men in the hands of David. The same way, in your feebleness, God wants you at your level. In your little way that you can negotiate in the spiritual, God wants you. In your that little angle, that little corner, that little gift that God has deposited into your life, God is in need of that gift and make it great. And I speak to your life today as you volunteer yourself. As you make yourself available for this mighty God, may his almightiness come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Now where we have read, we have seen those that are mighty. We have seen how big, how powerful they are from the little examples of character that I've given you in the scripture. But this Bible we read, according to the lamentation of David, how are the mighty falling? What can make this mighty to fall? What can make generals in the army to be slain like a dog? The day Abner died, Abner was the general to Saul. David was so troubled. He said, how can a old Abner die like a dog? That was the language in the Bible. That means it is forbidden for a general to be wasted like ordinary men. But for your information, even within your country, the mighty military men, they die cheap. How are the mighty falling? How? 2 weeks ago, when we still passed through Toyin Streets in Lagos, I was telling my children, I said, this is where MKO Abiola House is. It has become story, even to your generation. When you hear of MKO Abiola, you want to say, who is that? In Nigeria, who is that? Just few years ago, Abiola name as a business mogul is already going down. And that is the lamentation of David. How are the mighty business guru falling and the weapons of war are destroyed? Because Really, in every sector of Nigeria, you will not mention MKO. He has a cargo liner. He has a ship line, Atinuke line on the ship IC. He has Concord Paper there in Lagos. He has so many businesses everywhere. How suddenly we can no longer hear the name. So David said, how are the mighty fallen in the spiritual realm? Then I want to quickly mention a few things that call the fall of the mighty. Now that you are to partner with Almighty God and become mighty in his hand, what are those things that cause the mighty to fall? Number one, from the example of Saul, is what we call disobedience. Can you say disobedience? We are looking at the meaning of sin in our church, and like my pastor, Pastor Lanego, gave us a simple, very simple layman meaning of S-I-N, sin. He said, simple instruction neglected. So that means, as devil normally brings sin as a mountain that cannot be climbed, that big thing that you call sin, that big thing that make you to fall flat, that big thing that make you to become the enemy of the Almighty God, that big thing that is so painted as a valley that you cannot cross, is just simple instruction neglected. That was what caused Saul, the anointed man, to just fall flat. I receive grace for you to be obedient to God in the name of Jesus. The instruction that God will be giving us for you not to fall in the hand of God, do not permit disobedience. Can you tell somebody, do not permit disobedience? And you will not be disobedient in the name of Jesus. It's so simple that even the exam you want to do tomorrow, the first thing that we write on examination paper is read the instruction. Is that not? If instruction say answer question one and any other two, and you disobey, you know what the implication. The lecturer that said question one has put 40 marks out of 60. The rest are just 10, 10. You know the three, every other three one that you want to write, ask for more paper. But because that simple instruction is neglected, you cannot pass the course. The same way God is saying, he has his own order, he has his own standard, he has his own instruction, he has his own commandment. Receive grace to obey in the name of Jesus. Number two thing that make the mighty to fall from the life of Saul, lack of dependence on God. Yoruba people say, any river that forget its source will dry. We have no strength of our own, we have no power of our own, we are not sufficient of our own. Our sufficiency is of God. So when we lack to depend on the strength of the Lord, what happens? We fall. That's why in John chapter 15, he said, you, I'm the vine. My father, I'm the vine. My father is what? Okay. Any branch in me that does not abide, what happens? It's cut off. So when a branch of a tree is cut off, because the nutrients flow through the stem, and once it's cut off, that's the end. Let's depend on God. Our God is dependable. Hallelujah. He's dependable. When you rely on him, he cannot abandon you. So for those who are coming up here, if you don't want to fall from the mighty place that God is placing you, make sure you depend on God. Bible say, they that depends on God, they that trust in God shall be like Mount Zion. We cannot be moved, but abide forever. May you receive grace to depend on God in the name of Jesus. Number three thing is envy and hatred for others. So please, all the leaders coming, for all your need in this place, depend on God. I saw the president trying to say, part of what we chop your money is petrol. You need to run the service, we need light. I don't know, if you don't amplify my voice, how can everybody hear me here? I see some of us fanning ourselves. Even myself, I'm not comfortable, I need a fan. All these things will come, how would they come? From this situation, when to eat as a student is becoming difficult. But when we depend on God, we will trust him. that because of us he became poor, so that through his poverty we might be rich. That God will still be supplying all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. It is in dependence of God, you will believe and trust him that he's going to settle our problem here. So, leader, if you trust in yourself, you depend on yourself, you will not be able to go far. Number three thing says, envy and hatred for others. So, leaders that will be coming up, you are not permitted to envy one another. Do you get that? If any of you know how to speak English very well and the other person is not, you know, you don't need to envy him. If somebody is gifted among you above others, you don't need to envy. That was what King Saul. He envied the young anointed David. And that what made the mighty to fall. It is only the bottom that is heavy. Eh? Like we normally say. When you in the heavenlies, there's space enough for every bird to fly. I receive grace for you to go beyond the level you are. May you move up to know that there are spaces for you to fly. If your gift is canceling, don't envy anybody who has the ability to communicate. If your gift is in the place of prayer, don't envy anybody that showcases in the pulpit every now and then. Stay by what God has called you to do. May you not fall by envy. May you not fall by hatred. In the name of Jesus. Two more. Lack of respect for God and his servants. When you lose respect for God. You know, some of us, we have been over familiarized. Especially in these days that tonguing is very easy. Tonguing is one of those things that deceive us that we are still spiritual. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's one of those things. And that is why we keep campaigning beyond tongue. Because we think sometimes we are spiritual when everybody malo satalia braya la koto polisetelia. Yesterday, where's our prayer secretary? Okay, prayer secretary, they are gone. Were you able to join the conference? Oh, you will, because of your busy schedule. The prayer unit in GSF all over, they organized a national conference. And yesterday, you know, I joined them around 6, me, after 5, to 8, based on the ministry and everything, more of tonguing. We were just praying the spirit. We are praying in the spirit. You know, it was an atmosphere. Thank God for that, but beyond the tongue. Are you getting me? Here I am today speaking the language of men. Are you getting me? So, the point I'm raising from here is that the honor that you need to give to God, you must not lose it by over-familiarizing. Many a time, you know, we don't get prepared very well for the service of God. We just think, let's come here, malasa kataya bababa. And you think you are in the realm. No, don't deceive yourself. Don't disrespect God. Don't let us be over-familiarized with God. Some giants in the Bible that did it, they are falling. You remember Eliezer and his brother? They offer a strange service unto God. What did God do? He slew them. So let's honor the Lord. Let's respect the things of God. Like I used to tell my people one day in my church in Agege, Lagos, we were told right on the altar, somebody who was interpreting fell and he died. On the altar of my church, I'm not saying on the shrine, on the altar, he fell, he died. So when we were told, I too, I was part of the interpreter, I told our God to do roster. So that the day that is my turn, I know that I'm going to the Holy of the Holy. You know, the high priest may not return. So for me, what will not make me to return, I allow that thing to go away. So you will examine your life before you climb that altar because you have had testimony of those, maybe they may be spiritual in quotes, outwardly. They can blow tongue than you. And they fell, they die. Don't be over familiarized with God. That was the error Saul made. Look at the time he killed the old priest of God. That priest, he slew 84. They were all 85. Only Abiathar escaped. Don't slay the people of God. When we do that, the mighty will fall. Among you, nobody will be slain. Amen. My president was bold to say, who have I slept with? Not all president can say that. Are you getting me? That is it. And that is what made them to fall from the grace. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. The last point as I round up is self-will. Can you say self-will? That killed that man's soul. That makes Saul to fall. Don't be self-willed. I'm the president. When it comes to prayer matter, by constitution, I am the prayer secretary. I must have a final say. Don't have a self-willed. This is the work of God. Are we getting me? I'm a treasurer. Everything about finances, I have to talk. Thank God it's your duty. Don't have a self-will. No leader must have self-will. We have no will of our own. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the master. He can even make a member to come and minister to you. Do you get what I'm saying? God sent different prophets to Eli. Go and tell Eli. This is the vision I have for him. Do they hack him? Don't let us have self-will. Those are the things that make the mighty fall. Finally, as I leave this place, for us, all of us to rise above what has made the mighty to fall in the hand of God, open your Bible to Ephesians 6:10 as we pray. For you not to fall, what will I do? It's a memory verse for today. I think Sunday school reminded you. Because of examination, you have forgotten. Don't forget. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Tell somebody that message. Can I hear you again? And in the power of? That is the only way out. To rise in the hand of God as a mighty one. The rising of the mighty. We are no longer lamenting on the sword that are falling. David is no longer lamenting about Saul that are falling. That has become an example to us whose hand of the age has come. Now that we have the privilege to partner with the Holy Spirit, what the Lord is asking is be strong in the Lord. Not in your own might, not in your own wisdom, not in your own understanding, not depending on what you know, that yes, I know, I will be made a president. I know, nobody else can become a choir master. I know, nobody else can be made a vice president. I know. No. Be strong in the Lord, because the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. This is the house of God. This is the work of God. All those who rose as mighty men in the hand of God, they are those who see themselves powerless. They are those who see themselves having no quality that can be make use of God. But the Bible is encouraging us. For you to succeed in your tenure, be strong in the Lord. The power of His might. Only in the Lord we can remain mighty. And only in the power of His might, and not on the flesh or human wisdom, we can do this. And that scripture went further to tell you what will make you to be strong is the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God will make you to be strong. Sunday school have opened it up for us today. In all you get, make sure the belt of truth is there. We preach truth in this church. We preach truth in this fellowship. We have nothing to do against the truth. We stand for the truth. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Every message we preach in this fellowship is about Jesus. That is the truth of the gospel. And every other thing the devil is saying is a falsehood from the kingdom of darkness. And we are standing for the truth. And what the Lord has said concerning you is true. That you are going to be great. That you are going to be an achiever. That nobody will die here. That all of you will succeed. That you are going places, high places. Anything that is against this, the falsehood of the devil, we stand for the truth. That is one of those things that are going to make you to be strong. No matter how tough the situation may be, we stand for the truth. That tough time will not last, tough people will do. That is the truth of the gospel. We stand here for the breastplate of righteousness. Whatever the devil may be doing, may be saying, the Bible says, blessed are the pure in the heart, for they shall see God. No matter how corrupt the world is, God hand over generation to you that will stand for righteousness. And by the grace of God in this campus, GSL will be known for righteousness. Iniquity will not be found here. Why? Because God is raising mighty warrior. And it talks, number three, talks about the shield of faith through which we quench the fiery darts of the flesh, darts of the wicked one. Government Student Fellowship is an offshoot of the gospel faith mission. Faith, that is the currency we use to trade. Anything that is going low, trade all with faith. Trade all with faith. Whatever, I know, many of us, you know, I sympathize with students of this generation. How do you cope? How do you survive? But the just shall live by faith. Even though your academic is not going on well, and you look at your result as you have now and say, Lord, what story will I give back to mommy, to daddy? Will I tell them I cannot succeed? If your CGPA is so low, you are the lowest of low. I'm speaking to you through the shield of faith, the just shall live. And I speak to that CGPA, begin to rise in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Bible talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are handing over that weapon to you. And through that weapon, this fellowship will be mighty. Finally, the breastplate. I mentioned that, the feet of the gospel. Keep sharing good news everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. And finally, it talks about praying with all manners of prayer. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. In this place, may it continue to be a sanctuary of prayer. And as your requests come to God, it will ascend to heaven. Mighty warriors are raised here. Academic guru are coming up here. Military great people are rising here. Business giants are rising here. Great evangelists are rising here. Great pastors are rising here. God is raising apostles in this house. Can you rise to your feet this morning, this afternoon, and say, Lord, count me worthy. I am available to be made use of you, Lord. Make me a great warrior. Make me a great warrior. Give me a mighty warrior. A mighty warrior. A mighty warrior. Every unit that you want to use me, I will be mighty in your hand. I will not be feeble. I will not be weakly. I will not be sickly. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord. All the weapon I need that will make me to succeed, to work for you, Lord, I receive. Can you begin to ask? You know where you are low. Is the word life low? I receive the sword of the Spirit. I receive the breastplate of righteousness. Maybe you are still finding it difficult to be holy. I receive the breastplate of righteousness. Maybe you find it difficult to preach the gospel. I receive the feet of the gospel. Pray to God and say, Lord, make me a great warrior. Make me a great warrior. Make me a great warrior. In the name of Jesus. 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 Make me a great warrior, your hand. Use me, Lord. 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 I will not be feeble. I will not be weak. In the name of Jesus. Raise great leader for us in this place. Great leader for us in this place. To take us to our next level. We must get to the next level. Raise Joshua for us. Raise Joshua for us. Raise Joshua for us. That will take us to our promised land. Raise Joshua for us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.